Hello and welcome back to the monthly Classics World Team Chat podcast. We still haven't come up with a name for this.
No, we
should be a bit more professional. But this time we're being very topical because as we film this, in fact, the sun has come out, gentlemen. You can have a convertible car at last. So we thought we'd run down our picks of different convertibles for different budgets. So if you fancy getting a bit of a suntan this summer, here are our classics that we think you should choose. Roll credits. So we've sorted our picks into three categories, up to £10,000, and that means anything from 2001 up to 10,000, so it's quite a broad range, 10,001 to 20,000, and then unlimited money no object, and at the end we are going to do a little few bargain basement picks as well. So, Mr. Whedon, up to £10,000, convertibles, hit me. Let's have three of your choices, please.
Right, well, first of all, what I'd like to say, this was the hardest thing for me, because I ended up with a list of about 10
Yeah, you love a convertible.
Per category, which didn't help at
all. You love a convertible, don't you? Yeah.
The other interesting point I noticed when I was researching choices is actually many of my choices spanned the pricing categories.
Yes, I have.
In other words, there were some that you could get for less than 10, or you could get them for £19,000, and it was often on mileage or condition. So some of my choices probably could live in multiple price categories.
Okay.
I'm peering over your shoulder right now, and I can see I've put a car from your...
So there we go. We probably should have swapped notes beforehand, right?
We don't plan this enough, clearly.
So I'll quickly rattle through some of my thought processes. I kind of wanted to do... It's not about out-and-out sports cars. It can sometimes just be about a drop-top that you can just poodle down.
Waft along, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And that sort of stuff. So one of my... cars I always hanker to own is a Morris Minor convertible.
Oh, great choice.
Rattly, old school, you're never going to go fast, but pick a nice English country road on a summer's day.
Charming buckets.
Lovely.
Yeah, big fun.
One of these we've actually owned, because we did it in the Trading Up series, a Mark I Golf Cabrio.
Oh, what a choice. Carmen built those as well.
Yeah, and we had one of those, a really good condition one, which I sold to a neighbour, so I still see it every now and again.
Taunting
it. And I'm quite envious of, I wish I'd almost not sold it on.
They're great cars.
You can stretch for a GTI, Mark I Golf Cabrio.
Well, that's what we did. We paid about
six
and a bit for our GTI one.
We've always said that the Cabrio is the clever way into a Mark I GTI, because they're a half or a third the price of a hatch.
Yeah.
So I think even if you didn't go with a GTR and you just went with a Clipper or something like
You
still get a nice open top experience.
Yep.
Classic-y enough to be charming, modern enough to be dependable.
Reliable, well built.
You could daily that even when
roll
you're
roll bar to make sure you don't kill yourself.
Exactly, and all that sort of stuff.
Cool car.
But of course, the car I really sort of hanker after, and again, we owned one years ago on the fleets, was a Triumph Herald.
Oh.
And again, it's quite sickening to see how the prices have gone up, I suppose. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're almost certainly going to go into rust territory if you go too cheap, but I did spy one, and I can sort of, we can cut this into the
this clip. There we are.
Yeah, but there was one I spied to sell, 7250. It looks in charming condition, and
7250.
But you can do a lot of those because it's on that sort of basic construction. They spawn the Vitesse and the Spitfire off.
Yes.
You can put a 2 liter in it. You know, you can change the suspension. You can put an MX5 gearbox in it. Yeah, they're great cars, and for the money.
And that was actually the one we had a 1500 engine in it.
Perfect.
Mm. So actually, it was just a little bit more sprightly for modern conditions.
I think they're charming.
So that would be my sub 10k choice. A few years ago, that would have been a sub 3K choice.
Yeah, that's terrible.
You can't get that anymore. But anyway, so...
Go on then, sir.
Well, coming up at, you know, probably the lower end of our £10,000 budget, I was looking at MGTF.
Okay.
Which, you know, little new, but again, MG was finally back. They made an open-top sports car, back to the bread and butter, especially after a very recent video of ours where we may or may not have derided some of their 80s options.
Sorry.
Then we have old reliable, tried and true by myself. I know we said we can't do our own cars, but BMW E30 convertible, nice and simple. I had a coupe, not a convertible, so I can say convertible, just saying.
You can.
you're probably going to be in a 318. It's not going to be a six-pot, but it's still a great...
I've never driven an E30 Cabrio. Is it a bit scuttle-shaky?
They're not that bad.
It is a little bit scuttle-shaky, but any convertible from
you. You might need a 320.
I think they're really good looking.
320,
well,
you're stretching it. It won't be a nice 320.
No.
But E30 prices in general have been going up.
Oh, no.
But yeah, you'll probably be in a 318 if you want a nice one.
Great looking car, though.
Yes.
Again, modern enough to be reliable.
And it can fit four people in it.
Yeah, that's genuinely.
Squeeze, so really can't really complain. Unlimited headroom, as with all of our examples.
It's very, very helpful.
Very good
tall as us.
So. Yeah. And my final choice, Johnny Smith has got one. It's the 986 Boxster, affectionately called the Ghetto Boxster.
Can we stop sleeping on these?
They're still so cheap. I do not understand how they are still so cheap. You could probably even get an S for under $10,000.
Easily. People just scared of looking after them.
I think
yeah,
it's...
Yeah, to a degree, but maybe. Again, you keep an eye on your IMS and you kind of just laugh.
Specialists exist. And yeah. Actually, that you could buy... I've seen them for less than three.
Yeah, it is ridiculous. Our friends at SWVA had one that sold for, what was it, just over four?
Yeah
exactly. That was nice.
So they are around. It's even possible, and I'll give a little shout out to Top Dead Center here, who got a Boxster S manual with under 80,000 miles for £3,000+.
There you go.
What I mean, there is no better car for that money. Well, come on, that's fantastic.
Your turn, good sir.
Well, yes, yeah, so the second best. So my
you've admitted defeat.
Yes, exactly. No, you've got to be humble. My theory with the convertibles thing was primarily, apart from when you get later on in this, primarily I went for cars that were convertibles from the get-go, because a lot of cars, you take the roof off, it ruins them. They scuttle shake, they leak, they don't drive as well. So I primarily went for cars that were drop tops by design, or they came out at the same time.
There's a line there, isn't there? Because you either go drop tops by design or you just go roadsters.
Exactly.
And open top.
So my first choice is one you would only get. In fact, all my cheap ones are that you can only get as convertible. The Honda Beat. You know how much
I very much enjoyed that one.
It was just great fun, only as a convertible, and I think they're all the better for it because the engine is only that far from you anyway. Mm. And when you've got the roof off, you can hear the individual throttle bodies wailing, and you get a bit of wind in your head. It's just great fun. Like, go and watch our video on that, and please don't buy them all, for I've got one. Great fun. And
can't
I think
that many in the country.
Well, quite.
By that rate, you can also say cappuccino. You can
quite. I thought the Beat more because you get more benefit with the Beat because it's mid-engine. With the roof off, you've got more noise going on behind you, whereas with a front engine car, the noise is going on there or there. You know, you kind of. I like a mid engine convertible. So, yeah, I think that is a great one. And because it's Honda, it's been engineered properly, so there is no scuttle shake. Wonderful car. Next one, I've gone totally different, but also factory convertible. R129 Mercedes SL.
Because
the R107 boat has sailed.
I looked at those as well, R129s.
Yeah.
Very tempting.
You're not getting a 107 for £10,000 anymore, sadly. So that ship has sailed, but you are going to get your choice of 129s. I mean, upwards of sort of $3,000.
Yeah.
You could get a six-pot car. You're into the V8s, so kind of the upper
what
end
would
of
you do, six or V8?
Probably V8, I think, because for me, they're a little bit weedy with the sixes. They don't quite, they're still lovely.
Yeah.
And I won't deride anyone who has one, but I think a bit of muscle goes a long way in those cars.
Well,
and
on that note, actually, speaking of sixes, we have just filmed a 1292-30 Twin Test, so keep an eye out
for that. But yeah, I think they're great. I think apart from possibly 190Es, the 129 is the bargain Mercedes right now. For what you get for the money, I mean, the sort of look at even for the money, the $5,000 you pay for a 129 compared to the $5,000 you'd pay for an XK8 or its equivalent, you get so much more car for your money with the Mercedes. And if you get the right year, they're dependable, they're well built.
I'm going to say, still good club support, good parts support. Yeah.
And they've got the Royal Seal of Approval because Diana have one, don't you know?
Yeah.
There you go.
You almost have to mention her every time with an SL comes up.
Yeah,
the same
as Princess
Anne and the Scimitar. Exactly. Yeah, Princess Anne have one, you know. And finally, I've gone British, simple, small, convertible. I've mentioned these before and I will mention them again. MG Midget.
Yeah,
you can get midgets for under £10,000 easily, whether you want 1500 or you want the Tarsen 5.
I had MG Midget on my list and I thought, you know what, I reckon Joe's going to pick that one.
I took it off.
Again,
they're great fun. They're just everything about the Honda Beat, but if you want the more classic feel, so you get the chrome, you get the wood, you get everything else, you can modify them to your heart's content, you can supercharge them if you want, you can put bigger engines in, lower them, or just enjoy them as what they are, which is a car that is this big with infinite fun. Just all of them. In fact, I'm not sure the fun would fit in this room, but a midget would probably. But yeah, I'm aware. You've said before that I don't look like I fit in them because I do sit above the windscreen frame. But honestly, if it means I'm sitting on it, there's no better car to sit on in my eyes. They're just so much fun.
Agreed. And again,
another bargain. The fact you can still get one of those for under £10,000 is
even if you do look like Mr. Incredible.
Loads you can do with them as well. You can really tweak them, modify them to suit you.
And I think I do need to own one.
I applaud your choice. Well done, sir.
Well, I'll tell you what. Then why don't we double up on this? If you got up to £20,000 or £10,001 plus. What are you spending? What are you buying?
Well, I have to say, this is where the category gets interesting because I think you can get cheaper versions, but I started to look at nice versions rather than sort of trying to go overextend myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised that a Jaguar didn't make my list.
Yes, yeah, so am I. So am I, actually. Go on my neck.
I saved it for later.
Okay.
Don't worry.
Yeah.
But
he's not ill, don't
worry. Yeah. So, because obviously an XK8 falls into the bracket.
Easily.
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 And quite a nice one. X100 or X150.
Yeah, I was considering XK, and then I thought, oh, Phil would probably
yeah.
that.
So yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So did I, mate.
So I kind of went a little bit old school. So an MGB Roadster.
Oh.
Solid.
And again, I think up to 20, you've got your pick of all of the specs. Yeah. You can go chrome bumpery.
Yeah,
you
absolutely.
Can, you know, you can go proper tradition. Mixed, you know, standard in terms of
you can modify.
Health.
Yeah, you can almost get an MGC for that money if you're that
kind. So again, I still think I live quite close to Abingdon where they were once built, and you know I've got quite an affection for them. And as ubiquitous as they are, that is part of their appeal. Of course, so you've got fantastic club support, loads of parts. Yep. Like you say, you can modify them, you can do what you want with them.
We did a video on the channel comparing the rubber bumper and the chrome bumper, both convertibles, and we basically said that. Like it's a cliche, but like most cliches, that's because it's good.
Yeah,
and they are just brilliant fun. And I agree. Yeah, that's yeah.
So MGB Roadster was on my list. Triumph Stag.
Oh, Stag!
Stag. Yeah.
They get a load of jip for the engine, but actually, most of the restored examples on the road today, certainly in the UK, their engines have either been replaced by a Rover or equivalent, or actually the original engine is a peach if it's done well and looked after specialists and you know all that kind of stuff. So a Stag is in there. However, I still have a Merc itch I want to scratch.
So, I've influenced you.
So, yeah, who would have thunk it?
So it's actually the 124 Cabrio that makes my
cut. For a bonus point, what 124?
Well, again, I can cut to an exact example because I deliberately picked a really nice spec one that came in at 18950.
Okay.
An E320 Sportline, 1995. Mm. But it's just, again, you can buy cheaper ones and smaller engine derivatives for a lot less.
Yeah.
But at that height, but at 18950, I'm getting a really top spec.
Nice one.
Nice example. Yeah. Well, I think you could really enjoy that. And I think that would be a keeper.
It would last you a long time.
Yeah.
There aren't many classier cars for that amount of money, I don't think. Seriously. And roof down, nice spec.
Not many E-class,
very good. I'm
four seater, kids in the back.
Love it.
Rock solid.
Love it. I'd have that over the equivalent BMW, I think.
Yeah.
And Jag and most other things, actually.
Yeah.
So, there's no surprises there for me. No.
Go on then, sir. Are we going to get a BMW from you then?
What we written? Oh, actually, yeah, we are.
We did the script.
I thought, oh no, I've actually already said my BMW. No, there isn't more. Right. So, starting with what isn't the BMW. Fiat 124 Spider.
Ooh.
Yes. You're not going to get in a bath. Nope. Not for that kind of money.
No.
But the very top end, you're getting a very nice standard 124.
Lovely.
Just lovely Italian, basically Italian MGB.
Yeah.
You're laughing. I mean, just picture yourself driving down the Amalfi Coast. Just
Bit of Matt Monroe going on, sunglasses.
Yeah, on days like these.
Oh, yes. Gorgeous.
Next up, Morgan 44.
Whoa.
Not the fastest Morgan in the world, but quick enough. I mean, it's made of wood, for Christ's sake. How fast do you want to go?
They're great cars.
Great bit of fun. I mean, Morgan, you know, Morgan is a Morgan. They've looked pretty much the same to this present day. In fact, they've just announced a new one. Have you guys seen
that? I haven't seen that. There you go.
It's still BMW Breaking powered, news. But bloody quick they are.
Yeah,
not quite here, but still. Very nice, very cool, very classy.
Yeah, we like that.
Good choice, like that.
And finally, if we did want something that was actually quite quick, E36 BMW M3 you can get sub 20 very, very easily. Sub 15 in lots of cases. You can keep an eye on some auctions.
That's a left field choice, you know.
They are very good. You can get an Evo, actually. You can get an Evolution if you want the extra 20 or so horsepower.
I think the 36 M3 has aged so well. They look fantastic.
I used to hate the way they looked. It's that in-between spot of the boxiness of the E30 and the slightly more curvaceous nature of the 46. But I think the convertible 36 looks a heck of a lot better than the convertible 46 does.
I mean, that looks fantastic.
I don't think it holds a candle to the 30, but I think it's a lovely bit of kit. It's supposed to drive pretty well. Granted, it's, you know, it's a 20-year-old, 30-year-old M3, so it's not going to be the quickest car in the world, but it'll be quicker than, you know.
Well, see, I owned an E36.
You did?
You did, didn't you?
M3
wheels on it. Worth 20 grand, but
no. But even as a base platform, it's a great car. So you chuck an M3 engine in it and you're laughing.
That's a choice. Well done.
So one of my choices was actually the MGB. But since you've taken that, I'm going to have a Jaguar XK8 instead.
Very good.
Personally, I would go...
You get XKR for 20 grand.
You would. You get. I personally wouldn't go for an R convertible because I think when you put the bigger wheels and the stiff suspension, you get a bit too much scuttle shake.
Yeah. So, the X150 wasn't bad when we...
The X100's worse for the big wheels and everything.
Personally, I would go X150 convertible, but I'd go non-R because I think you're not going to be doing... You don't need 500 horsepower in a convertible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
350, 400 is plenty. So I would go X150, XK convertible, preferably the facelift one, because I think the facelift is really nice, but X100's a fantastic car in their own right. But just...
Loads of choice at that money as well.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't go for an X100R convertible, because I think it's trying to do too many things at once there, and it doesn't really pull it off quite
right. Yeah, lovely.
Moving on, another Triumph, TR6. So yeah, because solid. We're in a turbulent time for the market at the moment, TR6s were right up there at sort of nudging 50 grand. There are plenty of examples, and you can go and look now, under 20,000 quid. There might be left-hand drive, there might be imports, but they're good cars you can use. Go and watch the TR6 review on the channel, because I thought it was great. Yeah,
lovely
fun.
Magenta bit kit.
That was gorgeous. That's the colour I'd have. Yeah. I think they're absolutely
stunning. Again, I've seen some lovely sort of just lightly modified, people put modern seats in them, MX5 seats and things like that, just to make them a bit really more comfortable on a longer journey.
I think the one you drove...
Yeah, it did have MX5 seats. I think what it is, if you like the idea of a big Healey, but you don't want something that's so brutal and so uncomfortable and so that makes you work for it every time. The TR6 is a really nice middle ground, and I think they're lovely.
Just keep an eye on the spec, though, because some of them have different power.
Don't get the low-power one.
Check out our buyer's guide.
Exactly. Click the link. And finally, another British convertible two-seater rear-wheel drive, bit more modern, TVR Chimera. Because
nice choice.
Plenty for under 20,000 quid.
Death
you can
machine.
Have it, you can have it as a targa top. You can put the roof off entirely. And I think that was a real turning point for TVR, because you got all the TVR madness and the mad styling and the big V8 and all the rest of it. But it's livable, and the quality is reasonable, and they're reliable. And apart from the chassis outriggers, they don't rot because they're plastic.
Yep.
And I cannot recommend enough. Our friend Kitch up and down from Southwest Automotive massively recommends.
He's a TVR specialist.
He is indeed. So yes, you can go to there to get all your servicing done.
And if you do like a Trevor. I just drove one, actually.
Yes, coming soon.
Yeah, coming soon. Lovely little red wedge.
Yes, so Chimera for me is one of... That is another one of my cars that is on my I must own this before I can't afford one list, because the video we did on the channel comparing it to a big Healey, I just kept going back out in it because it was just brilliant fun.
Yeah, nice.
But that's a money can't buy experience. But what if we're talking money can't buy money? So say if you had a limitless, like a convertible, no ceiling, you can just go up as high as you want for a convertible.
I sorted a well-known auction website things by highest price.
So you've chosen the Ferrari 250 California.
So I ended up with a Bentley S1 Continental, which was up for 1.35 million.
Good Lord.
Right? So I thought maybe that's a bit pushing it. So then I kept going down the price points a bit, and I got to an Aston Martin Volante 5.3.
Ooh.
It was up for 135K.
And okay.
I thought that was really cool. They look
great.
Kind of slightly preposterous way. They're a bit beefy, a bit bulky. They're probably not even that great to drive. I thought it was lovely.
I love how down to earth this channel is, that even with an unlimited budget, you look to one and it's a bit much.
I go lower. I was then looking at Ferraris.
Exactly.
So there was a 308 GTS. Does that count as a convertible?
The roof comes off.
Yeah, Targa convertible, sort of. Yeah, I mean, it's in the 70s. So
we got some wind in the hair on the channel.
That was up for 89,995 or so. Okay. Proper Magnum PI spec. Mm.
That is rich. GTS.
But I have admitted, I haven't put a Jaguar in my list yet. So
Until now.
Mm, right. So I spied a Jaguar E-Type Series 1.5, 4.2, 1967.
Yeah.
It was up for about £129,000. That's peaky for E-types, by the way. I think values have softened on E-types recently. And you can certainly get a Series 3 for a lot less.
Oh, God, yeah.
But if you want to go for what I think is the purest spec, Series 1.5, 4.2, classic.
There's a lot to be said for that.
It's the one you want.
You know, so that's my high days and dry days.
If you don't have the unlimited budget, what about the Challenger replica that we've done a video on the channel?
I beg your pardon.
Yes,
I would recommend you go and watch that, because it's amazing how close you can get to an E-Type for not E-Type money. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, I would still want the real deal.
Yeah, sure.
Money's no object. Thanks. I'll have the real McCoy, thank you.
No, yes, fair enough.
Valid.
Over to you, sir.
Right, so I will start with the wild card. Well, the wild card for my little budget here.
Yes.
Chevy Impala, mid-60s.
Oh, I was wondering if I was going to do an American one.
6.4 Impala, if you're feeling easier. Just a hell of a boat, to be honest. It's never going to fit on these roads. It's just got a massive V8 that's never going to take you anywhere fast, but it's going to be plush. And if you really want to go full, you know, 80s, 90s spec, you could low ride it if you really fancy it.
Yeah, put hydraulics on it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's really the original sort of low rider shape.
Yeah. And I think that's a lot to be said for that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cruise down Brighton. Well done. Glad someone put an American car in
there. Yeah, there you go.
Well done. So, you know, someone had to. Glad to oblige. Lotus Elan Sprint.
Oh, I wonder why.
I wonder why. Well, spoiler alert, we may or may not have just driven one at our good friend's Kim Cairns. An S4, not a Sprint. So, you know, if the S4 was cool, what's the Sprint going to be like?
But I can't remember the last time we had so much fun filming a video. God,
no, that was so much fun.
That was sensational. We were in talks about buying it between us and splitting it afterwards. It was so much fun. Yeah, so much fun.
Not cheap, though.
Not cheap, but worth it.
Yes. And finally, probably the most expensive car on my list, Porsche 356 Speedster.
Cool.
Could go for the convertible, but if you're going to go there, you may as well. You're looking at about $350,000 for a nice one. But still, look at the thing. Isn't it just the best Beetle-like you ever saw?
Yeah, that's a nice Beetle right there.
It's a very nice Beetle.
I can't.
Carroll Shelby spec, red, black roof.
I think 356, I think the bit in Top Gun.
Yes. Fair point.
The Kawasaki bike and the 356.
Oh, yes.
And
bikes and Porsches. That's your dream
just
film,
this is
right?
It. I'm done. This is a great film. For me, I there's two. Yeah, one of them was a bit left field for me, so I went Rolls Royce Corniche convertible.
Yeah, nice.
Not going to pretend it's fast. It's going to be a bit scuffle shaky. It's not the most refined convertible experience to the point where you wouldn't notice the roof was off, but it looks the part, it's fantastically comfortable, and when you're driving with the roof down, you're not trying to go quickly and cut through corners and so on. So if you're not doing that, just embrace the waft, and no better car to waft in my eyes. You're 150-odd grand or so for a nice one of those now, so they are a lot of money, but it's a lot of car. Similar vein, one of the first convertibles I ever drove, actually, a video on the channel years and years ago, Alfa Giulietta Spider. 1950 spec. Again, we're talking proper Clint Eastwood, Marilyn Monroe, that kind of era. Yeah. Again, Amalfi Coast, like you say. Armet on the window, sunglasses, just beautiful. I've never felt more cool in my life until someone asked me if it was mine and I had to say no. One day. Well, maybe.
We'll stick
to the two grand budget for that. But yeah, no, fabulous car. Just gorgeous. It's an Alfa. There's so many things wrong with it. It will break your heart and take your wallet. But for those 5 minutes... Fantastic car. Yeah. And finally, you probably saw this coming, the convertible version of my dream car, my favourite car, the best car in the world, Citroën DS. De Capitable, which you can buy as a convertible.
Yep.
It's going to be £150,000 or £200,000 to do so.
Good heavens.
But I think it's worth it because I think few cars with the roof down are as cool.
That's Chief Wafter.
You would think. But yeah, absolutely beautiful. I'll be transparent. With the roof up, they don't look quite right. It sort of looks too far. Yeah. There's a lot of back end going on.
It's like a 996 sort of thing.
Why would you ever put the roof up? Keep it down.
Well,
and if money's no object, you've got a massive workshop.
You've got a garage, exactly. Yeah. I drive my Honda Beat instead.
Yeah.
But yeah. So that would have to be for me. That is lottery win spec, but why wouldn't you?
I'm genuinely impressed with all of our choices, Jen.
Really diverse.
The selection, the variety is, I think, top draw.
We've spanned about 50 or 60 years, all sorts of budgets, all countries, all engines.
I could have kept going, by the way. I had Triumph TR7s in there and everything else. So many options. No one's mentioned the Mazda MX-5.
No, I had one, so, you know.
Well,
I feel like it'd be a bit obvious.
And I didn't mention Honda S2000 because I had one.
I was thinking S2K.
True. Yeah, there's all sorts of choices. So, well, why don't we bring it a bit down to earth a bit? Because we appreciate, as much as we went up to £10,000, that's still a lot of money for a lot of people. We don't have 10 grand each to spend on a car. So we went bargain basement, up to £2,000, and you have to be guaranteed to get one within that budget. You can't haggle and pinch and beg and borrow.
Yeah.
Has to be a guaranteed sub £2,000 convertible. Mr. Whedon, what are you going for?
Right, so the first two kind of fall under that kind of roaster category, and that is an MGF, because you picked one for the... Do you pick the TF?
The TF, yeah.
Your ratty one.
So you get a ratty MGF or MGTF.
Yep.
You'd probably need to spend the same again maintaining it if it's not being looked after, but let's put that aside.
Yeah, it's a
future problem.
Yep, great choice.
Might need a welder.
Might be a bit brand flaky.
Yeah.
Battery's not included.
Buy an MB and the weld is your oyster.
Yeah,
But actually, the car I found for less than £2,000, which I would have tomorrow as my sub 2K choice, was a Rover R8 Cabrio.
You've got a bit of a thing for
this, haven't you? It's a 216 with the Honda engine.
Yeah.
This wasn't even particularly nice condition. But anyway, I think as a kind of Timu version of a Golf Cabrio,
yeah,
why not?
You know what? Yeah, I'll give you that.
Yeah, they're a great car.
Charming.
I wouldn't pick a convertible version of it, but they're great.
No, I imagine that is scuttle shaped.
Yes, yeah, probably.
But they are, I agree, they're great cars.
Yeah. So that's my cheap and cheerful.
Cheerful, yeah, when you first look at it.
Yeah, exactly.
after the first 1,000 miles.
Yeah, exactly.
So yeah, there we go.
For me, controversial future classic of the week, actually. I've just put it up on the Facebook.
Is it an R52 Mini that we can
No, we've done that. This is actually a PT Cruiser.
Oh,
which,
oh wow.
You know, you're never going to want to be seen in it, but you can pretend to be Michael Scott from that one scene in The Office if you really want. But if you want something a little more sensible, Audi TT.
Convertible.
You
yes,
can
of
get
course.
A convertible. It will not be a 225. It will be a 180.
Yep.
But, you know, it's yep. fine, and it will be old, and it will be probably have a few bits wrong with it, but it's fine. It's under $2,000, and it's an Audi, so you know,
you can get
relatively comfy.
Yeah.
You might have heated seats if you're very, very lucky.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a nice.
If you can find one with the baseball interior as well.
Oh god, oh. Yeah. Something tells me that probably won't be.
I think the interior is probably worth
$2,000.
Yeah,
something like that quite easily. But yeah, how about yourself?
So there's a bit of a theme I'm noticing here for 90s turn of the century roadsters, and I'm continuing that theme. Mark III Toyota MR2.
Nice.
Because
solid.
That's one of those cars we really are sleeping on. It's a poor man's Lotus Elise. They're fantastic fun. There's plenty of them around for that money, and there's a lot being broken as well, so you can get the bits for them. We did a project one on the channel. You can change the roof and so on. They do get a bit blowy-appy, as we know, particularly the pre-facelift cars. So you've got one of two options there. Either you find one that's already had its engine blow up and had another one put in it, or you buy a cheap one and you budget for another engine, which is genuinely possible within a $2,000 budget. Yeah. So, yeah, Mark III and Mark II, I think we are properly sleeping on those. That is a great car.
And given the way Mark I and Mark II values have gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, honestly, Mark II.
You're living on borrowed time, I reckon.
Yeah, definitely.
Few years.
Yeah. Well, not to mention, they don't rot like the early ones do.
Yeah.
And on an MR2, every single panel bolts off. So if you do have rust, you do have crash damage, anything like that, everything apart from the A-pillars unbolts. So you can change every single panel.
Or you can just go the complete other way and just skeletonize.
Make your own aerial atom. Yeah, there you go. So those are our choices for various budgets if you want some wind in the hair motoring. I'll let you do the normal spiel, sir. The end of
oh,
video
goodness.
Spiel.
Well, in that case, yes. Do like, subscribe, leave a comment below. Let us know what would be your choice for, you know, below 10,000, below £20,000. Money's no object. We all like to have a dream. But in the meantime, don't forget to subscribe. Hit that notification bell if you'd like to see these videos come out as they are released. And with that, thank you very much for watching and goodbye.
Thank you. See you soon.